And Peter Legrand, the chairman of the MRC, as we welcome you in. Pete, what a extra layer of excitement to have today, the farewell of Bossy.
Yeah, but sad to see him go and retire. And I spent an hour with him yesterday, and he was here on track, and he's very happy with his decision. He's been a magnificent jockey. Look at his career, it's fantastic. You know, Cox Plates 4, Melbourne Cups 3, Doncaster 7. There's many, many more. And you know what I said yesterday? He's brought excitement to the racetrack. He has entertained the public. Well, the stewards, I know, don't like him standing up. Here comes Robert Cram now. I'd better be careful. Don't like him standing up in the... but he's been fantastic as an ambassador for racing. And I reckon he's terrific. I love people that entertain. And we've got to get people back to racing. We've got to have stars. We've got to have people that attract people to racing. And he was one of those people. And I just hope we get some of the younger ones that when they get there... that they do the same and bring people back to racing.
There's no doubt about that. Will a special presentation from the MRC today?
Oh, he did it pretty quickly. He didn't give us much time. We will have a presentation in the mounting yard with Glenn and allow him to speak after the race. I think maybe he might be the winner. Well, Damien just said that he might try and knock him off on morning, which he might. So there's a good quinella for everybody. Be pretty short, but look, it's a great day for racing. It's wonderful to have people back here on track at Caulfield.
Perfect weather.
Oh, fantastic. You know,
how many do you think we'll get today, Pete?
I reckon we'll get somewhere between 8 and 10.
Yep.
People should come out. Yeah, it's a little bit blowy, but the wind has dropped. The lovely Jane Bunn said the wind was going to drop during the day, so it will drop. We've got a lot of things happening here, activation on course, and any member that comes and scans their ticket on course has a chance to win a trip to Royal Ascot for two.
Gee.
What a fabulous prize to win. My son's not happy. He said to me, oh, the conditions say no family. Oh, so he wasn't happy with
it. What about media? What about media?
Oh, your family, you're gone.
Oh, that's no good.
But it's terrific, you know. And we've got the different bars, the Gordon's Gin Bar on the lawn. We've got the Penfolds Bar. It's just all happening here. And people, the look on their faces outside, the glee to be back on track and to see terrific racing today.
I think that the gap between Metropolitan Racing, we're going 3 weeks now, obviously Cranbourne, disappointing for them, they got the weather, and then Ballarat. It mightn't have been something you initially thought of, but I would think whether it correlates with people on track, but certainly with people off track, they'll be looking forward to that Metropolitan venue. I think it works well. It's a bit of a Hong Kong about it.
No, absolutely.
With the gap between Metropolitan meetings, because there's no doubt people will bet more at Caulfield than they do those other
There's
tracks.
No doubt about that. Look, and the clubs have done a great job. Cranbourne got terrible weather. Ballarat last week, well, I was up there last week, didn't go to the races. I was a grandfather, I was minding grandchildren while my son and his wife went to the races. But they had a great day at Ballarat. It was terrific. A lot of people got there. Look, it's good for racing, but Metropolitan Racing's the key. But I don't want to take anything away from country at the same time. I think country racing is really progressing.
And Pete, it's been a wonderful week saying goodbye and telling the stories of training here at Caulfield. But I'd imagine someone like yourself who loves this track so much and has had such a long association, it'll be a little bit bittersweet this week.
Very sad. You know, I grew up in Neera Motors. I think I've told you before. I used to lead horses around the mounting yard for a trainer called Joe Mulcahy. He didn't have a clue what I was doing, but that's what he used to do. And I'd get 30 bob or something for it. So I've watched them walk across the roads, the horses from the stables and the side streets. I've seen all that as a kid growing up. And, you know, to see it go is a very sad day. I know progress and all that sort of thing. And I listened to what Damien said and I thought he was quite right. It's sad to see it go, but the boys have moved and we have to move on. The track will probably be better without all the training on it, but look, it's sad, but I just want to thank all those trainers who did cooperate and work with it. It wasn't something that they all wanted, but the government want to open this up. It is Crown land. They want to open it up, and there's a big plans for the centre of the course from the Caulfield Racecourse Reserve Trust. So you'll see a lot of works being done around Caulfield in the next 3 years, both from our side and from the Trust side. So Caulfield will be completely refurbished virtually.
Peter, leave us with a winner on Zipping Classic Day.
Well, Bossy is going to win. We know that. That's going to happen. But I like that horse in at a bit of odds, and I'll probably make a dunce here. In race 8, Regalo di Gaetano.
Yes.
At a bit of odds, it's about 15 to 1, so it's certainly worth a try, and I think Quantum Mechanic might be worth following as well.
I love it.